Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of the tongue and overcoming in the words of your mouth. We know that God's Word is alive, it's full of power, and we need to get it in our heart and get it in our mouth. It's the Word of truth, and as you learn to speak forth the Word, the Spirit of faith will be released through you, and as we believe, then we're going to speak, and the power of God will go into operation to bring those promises to pass. It is important that we speak right words. We saw in Job 6:25, how forcible are right words. Watch that you speak things that are in line with the Word of God. Watch the effects of words upon you. Remember Goliath, he came and he spoke and he talked about how that he was the one who was going to overcome them and nobody could stand before him because he was the great giant. You know, he rose up and he said, I defy the armies of Israel. This day give me a man that we may fight together. What happened to them? Through those words, when they heard those words, it caused them to be dismayed and greatly afraid. We also saw with Delilah coming against Samson. It says she pressed him daily with her words and urged him so that his soul was vexed to death. And then finally he told the source of his strength. It's because she pressed him daily with his words. The words that you hear are going to vex your soul if they're contrary to the Word of God. They're registered in your soul, and they're also registered in your heart. It is important that you let no corrupt communication come out of your heart. You need to learn to speak forth what God says. In fact, you need to get a hold of Psalms 45, verse 1 and 2. My tongue is the pen or the marking stick of a ready writer. That's a skillful scribe. Your tongue is the marking stick of a skillful scribe. What you're speaking with your mouth is being written in the Spirit. It is recording things. And if you'll pour grace into your lips, therefore God hath blessed thee forever. Do you want to be blessed? Your words are important because your words are going to release life or they're going to release death. Samuel was wise. He grew. He was in the presence of God. He spoke God's word, and the Lord was with him and did let none of his words fall to the ground. Praise God. You've got to learn to speak what God's word says about you. Quit speaking negatives. He is with you according to what is coming out of your mouth. Proverbs 6:2 says you're snared with the words of your mouth. You're taken with the words of your mouth. A man's belly is satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. With the increase of his lips, he'll be filled. What have you been increasing your lips with? You're going to be filled with what you speak. Because death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it, you're going to eat the fruit thereof, whether you like it or not. Very important that you learn to speak what God's Word says about you. We're going to look at the Psalms today and look at us primarily and look at some other scriptures that talk about our mouth. In Psalms 141, verse 3, the Bible says, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Every one of us needs to set a watch. You need to let your words be few, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 5. Set a watch before your mouth. Watch the door of your lips. Keep the door of your lips. That's the doorway for the enemy either to get to you or for you to be releasing the power of God. He wants you to watch what you're speaking. Psalms chapter 12, verse 3. Psalms 12:3, the Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things. Don't speak from an attitude of pride. Don't speak with a flattering tongue. Speak with humility. Speak from an attitude of wanting to minister to others, never to flatter, never to exalt self. Your word should be to minister life to others, praise God. Watch the tongue. Then in verse 4 he says, who have said, with our tongue will we prevail, our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? You know, that's the attitude some people have, whether they realize it or not. My lips are my own. I can speak whatever I want. No, you are going to be yielding to the devil if you speak contrary to the word. Who's Lord over you? It better be Jesus Christ, because if you're not letting the words of God be in your mouth, then you are not making him Lord over your life. He's not going to honor words that are contrary to his word. In fact, you will have what you say, whether you like it or not. You know, Psalms 15, verse 1 says, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell on thy holy hill? It's those that walk uprightly, that work righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. You've got to learn to speak forth the truth. Speak forth the truth, which is the word of God. It says, he that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, that's the one who's going to be in the presence of God, abiding in the tabernacle of God. Don't be a backbiter with your tongue. Don't be a gossiper. Don't be one who speaks negative. Don't be a whisperer. Don't be a slanderer. Learn to speak things that are going to minister life to those that you are around. Psalms 34, verse 13, keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Always speak things that are straight up. Speak the truth. Don't be deceptive. Don't be deceitful with your mouth. Keep your tongue from speaking evil. In fact, Psalms 35:28, he says, my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. Once you get your mouth speaking of his righteousness, of the rights and privileges we have in Christ, of the right things that God says to do, of the ways of righteousness that we should walk in, and praise him. Speak of thy praise all the day long. Have praise and thanksgiving and worship coming out of your mouth continually. Psalms 37, verse 30, the mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. You want to learn to speak things that are in line with wisdom. Quit speaking foolish things. Psalms 39, verse 1, I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. You must realize when you speak words that are contrary to the word, you are actually sinning with your tongue. He says, I'll keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked's before me. You know, the enemy's around you, and he's just waiting for you to speak those negative words. You know, the Bible says that the angels hearken to the voice of the word. When you speak things in line with the word of God, the angels are going to hearken to it. They're listening to the word you speak. But also, you must realize if you're going to speak negatives, guess who else is listening? The demons are listening. And when you give place to negative words and speak them, then the demons can operate through your words. It says, I'll keep my mouth with a bridle. I'm going to not sin with my tongue. You've got to get a hold of that. Watch your tongue. You know, you ought to strap a tape recorder on your back and record the things that you're speaking throughout the day and then listen back to it. You would probably be amazed at the things that come out of your mouth. You ought to listen to it. Hear the negatives that come forth. So many Christians speak so many negatives. They sound like the world. They don't sound like the ways of God coming out of their mouth. You need to speak forth what God says about you. Remember Psalms 45:1, the tongue is the pen of a ready writer. I'll tell you, you need to pour grace into your lips, the word of God, and then God will bless you forever. What a tremendous promise. Psalm 64, verse 3, it says, who whet their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words. This shows you that a tongue can shoot forth arrows. And he says, what is this? These are the bitter words. Your tongue is going to release things. In fact, your tongue is a releaser. Your mouth is a releaser. You're going to release faith, or you're going to release hope, you're going to release love, but you can also release bitterness. You can release destruction. You can release negative things with your mouth. You've got to learn to speak for things that are in line with the word of God. Don't speak things that are negative. Psalm 71, verse 23, my lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul which thou hast redeemed. Let your lips speak forth and greatly rejoice in the things that the Lord has done. Verse 24, my tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long. Speak a good report. Speak what God wants. You know, if we're supposed to think on things that are good and pure and of good report and truth and line with the word of God and praise and having virtue, we should be doing the same thing with our mouth. What we think on, we should be speaking. It's important that you learn to speak of the word. fact, in Psalms 119, verse 171, my lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. And in verse 172, my tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Learn to confess what God's word says about you, praise God. Don't be confessing these negative things. Romans chapter 10, verse 8, the Bible says, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. If you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God's raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. As you get the word in your heart, you believe unto your righteousness. Then with your mouth you confess unto or resulting in your salvation. Learn to speak what God says. In fact, when you speak, you're releasing your faith. In Hebrews 11:3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. That's the rhema, the spoken word of God. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. You are going to speak the word of God. The spoken word of God is going to release the power of God. The spiritual words and laws of God are going to bring into manifestation the promises of God. And the things that you don't see are going to be made of things or brought into being by things that are coming from the realm of the Spirit, from the word that you speak forth. You know, Hebrews 1 verse 3 tells about how Jesus controlled things in his life. It says, who being the brightness of his glory and express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power. Notice, he was upholding all things by the word. That's again rhema, the spoken word of his power. That's dunamis, the miraculous ability of God. Jesus learned to speak the word of God. He was speaking things and upholding all things in his life by the word, the spoken word of the power of God. And that's what you've got to learn to do. You've got to learn to speak what God's word says about you, praise God. You know, Psalms 19, verse 14, he says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. You need to make a decision that you're going to yield your tongue, that little member, to speak his words. And have the same attitude that the words of my mouth are to be acceptable in his sight. We'll see you in the next broadcast. God bless you. As you have received the word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite